You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Good morning, I'm Larry Mantle. Later this hour, we'll talk about the way language changes and how dictionaries change what they allow to enter and how that affects people's sense of, you know, what's appropriate and what not to use in everyday language. The Language Police coming up later this hour on Air Talk. We have quite a few listeners, I know, part of that Language Police, not shy about expressing opinions about that. But we begin by focusing on testing in Southern California for COVID-19, as just a couple of weeks ago, the testing process pretty straightforward, and there was so much testing available that L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said that pretty much people could get tested if they were at large-scale events. They should go ahead, test, see if they test positive for COVID-19. So you had people that took part in political protests, who went out and visited restaurants or bars or other places, who take tests just to see if they had somehow been exposed to COVID-19. Now, testing is more limited to people that have symptoms or have been directly exposed to someone who's tested positive for COVID-19. I want to hear from you what your experience is in trying to get tested. Have you found it difficult to get an appointment? What did you have to do in the way of persistence to finally get in? And what was your experience like at the specific test center that you visited? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. I'm particularly interested if you've been tested within the past 2 weeks. What was your experience like? How difficult was it for you to get an appointment to get a COVID-19 test? With us is KPECC and LAist health reporter Jackie Fortier. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what is behind the testing evolution, making it more challenging for people to get appointments?
Well, I mean, it, like you said, I think evolution is a really good word for it because it's really changed a lot. If you remember a few months ago, we had very few tests, actually. It was very difficult for anyone who didn't have specific symptoms to even get a test. I was talking to one guy who ended up having COVID-19. He went to the hospital, but because his blood oxygen level was high enough, they didn't even test him, even though he had symptoms. And then fast forward, and we have, you know, widespread testing. We have LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, like you described, encouraging people to go get tested if they feel like they needed one. And now we're seeing this surge in cases and hospitalizations. And frankly, a lot of the labs can't keep up with the testing. And we're also seeing an inability for a lot of the laboratories to get parts of the kits that they need in order to keep up with the need for testing right now.
And Jackie, have we gotten any indication on when those orders for the components of the kits are going to be available so that there can be more tests provided?
We have not. LA County hasn't really been, they've been pretty opaque about a lot of these processes. I mean, nationally, Quest Diagnostics, which is one of the largest laboratories in the United States, is, you know, a conglomerate. They announced last night that they were going to have an average turnaround time for non-priority, coronavirus diagnostic testing. That would be more than a week, more than 7 days, because of global constraints on testing supplies. And we're seeing that, you know, kind of pop up in different areas in California. I know in Sacramento, for example, they are having a hard time getting their hands on a specific chemical. So far down here, we haven't had that problem. Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, announced yesterday that they were going to add another 100,000 testing appointments this week. So I think they're trying to meet the demand as much as possible. But, I mean, this is a pandemic. Everyone's asking for the same supplies.
We're talking with KPCC and LAist health reporter Jackie Fortier. Again, I'd like to hear your experiences if you've recently been tested or tried to get an appointment for COVID-19 testing. What's your experience? Please be succinct. We have a lot of people calling in to share their experiences, and we want to go as quickly as possible. Jordan in Westwood, I understand you're trying to get a test right now?
No. So I actually got a test last week, a private test. I'm an essential worker working in construction, and I'd been using the city testing facilities, and it was pretty straightforward and easy to get tested through that.
Okay.
Pulled the rug out from underneath us, so I had to get a private test. I mean, I'm exposed so often, and I had to pay for it out of pocket, and it was really expensive.
And what kind of work do you do?
Construction.
Okay. So you're surrounded by other people on job sites. That's why you wanted to be tested?
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of deliveries in and out. Mm-hmm. I have to pop into Home Depot. And, you know, just for my own sanity, I do see my parents who are of the age where it's risky. So I do like to get the tests. And I had to pay in excess of $300.
Wow. Now you'll be reimbursed, hopefully, from your insurer.
Yeah, they say so.
Okay. All right.
A lot harder.
Yeah, that would be tough to swallow unreimbursed, Jordan, no question. And tough to pay up front, even with the reimbursement. I mean, now, L.A. County offered free testing, but for you, you just couldn't wait to get an appointment?
Well, there are no appointments anymore.
Yeah.
So previously, I was able to get an appointment. I would schedule it a week in advance, obviously being mindful that some people needed tests more than me, but now that option isn't even there anymore. So I had to resort to this. I mean, I paid a premium for it, but it's for my own sanity, and I hope I do get it reimbursed.
All right, Jordan, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Alyssa in Alhambra, share your experience trying to get a test.
Yes. So I'm actually a nanny, and the family wanted me to get a test before I start working. And I've been trying to get a test for the past 2.5 weeks. I can't get a test anywhere. I've even looked as far as San Dimas. And I called Kaiser, and they told me I couldn't unless I showed symptoms. And I said, even if it's for work. And then I have a close friend who's actually exposed to the virus, and she waited 2 weeks to get a test. And she finally got the test. And then even after about a week and a half, they called her back and said that they lost her results and she had to come back and get it again.
Oh, no. Wow. So, Alyssa, did your employer allow you to start work without having a negative test result?
They're still waiting for me to get a test, so we're hoping by August 1st I can get a test. But, yeah, I haven't been able to work because of it.
Wow, Alyssa, thank you for sharing that experience. So difficult with people trying to get COVID-19 tests. Matt in Santa Monica, briefly your experience, please.
Hey there. Yeah, so my stepdad actually tested positive for COVID after experiencing chest pains, and he lives in Atlanta. And after being admitted to the ER, the hospital wouldn't test my mom, who was living with him, obviously. And she ran around downtown Atlanta for about 5 days, unable to get any tests due to the lack of actual test kits and the amount of people trying to get the test, even though she had been exposed to somebody who had just recently tested positive to COVID-19. She ultimately ended up getting a test about 5 days after he was confirmed positive, and then the results came.
Wow. Was your mom negative?
She came back negative, thankfully.
Yeah, that's good. All right. And how's your stepfather doing?
He was actually released from the hospital 3 days later after they did a procedure on his lungs, and he's doing fine.
Good, good. Well, glad to hear that. So Matt saying in Atlanta, where his mother and stepfather live, even a challenge there because of the components for the kits. 866-893-KPECC. Kathleen in Huntington Beach, what's your experience been with testing?
I attempted to get tested at CVS in Costa Mesa, California, and you go online and it's a drive-up swab test, and I was denied. And then I did it again, like 2 weeks later, I went online to try to get approved for it, and I did add that I'm 64, I have asthma, I'm caring for someone who is autoimmune compromised, and they accepted me this time, but then my time slot was pushed out, so they bumped me out. So I just didn't try it again, and I actually got tested by my doctor. I got a blood test for the antibodies and the virus, and I was negative. My daughter was negative. my husband got tested in Las Vegas and he was negative.
All right. Well, that's good news. But again, you have to be really, really diligent, don't you, Kathleen? This is it's a job in and of itself to get a test appointment.
Absolutely. And I was denied, you know, just the CVS, they say, oh, it's so easy, but it's almost like you have to make up that you feel sick that they'll actually take you. And I think that's not acceptable.
Kathleen, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Dave said, I logged into RiteAid.com, the drugstore site, to look for unrelated items. I see they're offering no-cost COVID-19 tests. Yes, the question is, can you get an appointment? If you actually go to the schedule of appointments for a CVS or a Rite Aid or any of the other pharmacies that offer COVID-19 testing, are you going to find any open appointments? Because from what I've been hearing anecdotally, that's very difficult to find any openings on those drugstore websites. Elliot, in North Hollywood, you got tested yesterday, I understand. How did your experience go?
It was smooth and fast and beautiful. And I actually was tested 2 months ago where there were no problems at all getting appointments. And I'd heard that some people had been having problems, but I went to try to make an appointment. I think it was Saturday. Some of the time slots were filled, but plenty of them were open. I made one for yesterday. I went there. I showed up at Dodger Stadium probably around 3, and I was out of there by about 3:40, 3:45.
That's great. So, well, you can't be. So you've been tested twice, and both sound like you had great experiences.
Including a negative result on the first one.
Yeah, which,
great experiences.
And when did they tell you, what's the window for your results from yesterday's test?
I think they said like up to 3 to 5 days. I know that the first time I got tested, I got the results the very next day. And, you know, to be honest, I tested this time because I sort of freaked myself out because I had a sort of too close encounter with somebody by accident in the street. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, oh, I'm overreacting. I'm probably fine. But I'm expecting the results in a couple of days.
All right. Elliot, thanks very much. We appreciate it. Debbie in Carthay Circle, Los Angeles. What was your testing experience like?
So I am a member of an HMO, Kaiser. They would not want me to say this, but, you know, if you go to the ER, you say the right things, chest tightness, whatever, exposed to COVID, you get the test if the doctor says so. No, hardly any waiting. They waive the cost, member or no member, and the results came back in about 3 days.
All right. But you had to go to the emergency room to do that?
Yes, but it's no wait. I mean, I didn't experience a wait.
All right, Debbie, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. Calvin in Sherman Oaks says, I just got a test through Project Baseline. It's the only way I've had success in getting a test. I was sick 2 weeks ago, but wasn't able to get tested. The test process, once I got one, took only about 10 minutes, but results take a week to 10 days. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the big problems, too. If you think you were exposed or were in some sort of a high-risk environment, you take a test, and then you're going to have to wait a week to a week and a half. Well, you know, and you're going to have to quarantine yourself, of course, during that time. Then, you know, the benefit is just going to be for a few days beyond that if you're asymptomatic. Let me go back to Jackie Fortier, KPCC, an LAist health reporter. Jackie, you mentioned it's very difficult to get answers about testing from the LA County Department of Health. Are there any other resources for people to get sort of a wider view of what's happening with testing?
Well, I mean, the governor is going to be talking about it at noon today at his press conference, so we'll kind of see what he has to say there. I mean, really, no, there isn't a great source outside of the health department about what really is going on with the testing capacity. You know, they're the ones who got the CARES Act money. They're the ones who are implementing this. I think it's really interesting that we've heard from so many callers that it's such a broad spectrum of experiences. And a lot of this is indicative of how there's a new strategy, which is people who have symptoms, people over the age of 65, people who have been exposed, and if contact tracers have been in touch with you, then you need to go get tested as well. They're really trying to concentrate tests on the most vulnerable and people who need it, especially people in poorer areas of LA County. I mean, they have four times the rate of COVID than more affluent areas. So, I mean, that's one reason why we're seeing so many people having a hard time getting tested, because there's a big difference between being the worried well, where you think you maybe kind of feel a little weird, but, you know, give it a few days, and that's what the county is saying now. Wait a little while, see if you have any symptoms, and then try to get a test. But, you know, from a public health perspective, it's understandable. But from a personal perspective, it can be, you know, very frustrating.
Absolutely. Jackie, thank you so much. Appreciate your talking with us about what you've been able to find out about availability of COVID-19 testing in Southern California. We appreciate it. Let me just share some more comments here as we wrap up. Ann in Venice says, I got a rapid test at urgent care, got the results in an hour and a half, but I paid out of pocket. It was definitely fast. And I tested negative, and good to hear that. Justin in Eagle Rock says, I just got tested last Friday at Kaiser, got my results in 48 hours. I didn't have an appointment either, really smooth, drove up, they asked symptoms, had me get out of the car and get swabbed. And Margo in Long Beach says, I got tested this morning. I have a hair salon we just got closed. I wanted to make sure I didn't contract the virus and spread it to any clients. It was hard to get a test from the city, so I had to lie to CVS to get a test from the pharmacy. You can share your comments on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. George in Tahunga says, a friend of ours went to get tested. The lines were too long. He waited, finally gave up. 3 days later, he got a call saying he was positive, but he was never tested. Wow, that's a wild story. All right, much more to come on Air Talk this hour on KPECC, including a look at why irregardless is considered a word back in 60 seconds.